Thank you, Hillary. Right. Well, they say it's the new 50 is 70. We're just talking about this. I'm sure there's something in this super annuitant thing. Off you go. You can go overseas. If you want to wash dishes in Spain, you can, and you can collect your superannuation as well. A lot more retired folk already venturing abroad, of course, to see the world. Do you think this is going to encourage more? I don't know. I suppose it will. Work-life coach Cassandra Gaisford helps those in midlife plus, midlife plus, I should say. That's what it's called, midlife plus. Pursue their passions and not their pensions. That's a great term, isn't it, Cassandra? Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Pursue their passions, not their pensions.
Absolutely.
I mean, am I right to be sceptical about this? I mean, is there something hidden here or not?
Oh, you could be sceptical, but at the end of the day, you can't force people to go off overseas and have a great time picking grapes in Croatia.
Mm.
So, but I definitely think that we've got to reframe the way that we look at age. And 65, I mean, think about it, most people, they're just like young teenagers.
Yeah, super annuitants, retirement, middle age, pensioners, those are all fairly old words, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I mean, look at people like Max Gimlet, 73, at the peak of his career and getting around with a pair of orange shoes on.
This is good news for super annuitants in New Zealand, isn't it?
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. I think it gives, as Paul has said, a lot of choice, a lot more freedom. And the other thing is, I mean, let's face it, who can afford to retire in New Zealand?
Yeah, well, that's the point. Where would you go? Much cheaper. the south of France, probably not.
Well, where would you go in New Zealand? I mean, what's super? It's only about $300, I think that's before tax, a week.
Yeah.
And people are heavily in debt. A lot of people don't have savings. So the next generation of sort of pensioners, they're already sort of screwed.
Yeah. Hey, whereabouts are the oldies going then? Or the goldies, I think you might have called them. Where are they going overseas?
Well, I've got one client, she's hightailed it over to Croatia, and she's living there teaching English and picking grapes as well to supplement an income. So if she can be given a paid holiday like this with taking her super over there, then why wouldn't you go?
Mm. And how are they travelling, and how are they paying for it?
Some of them, I mean, they are sort of doubling up. These are people often, sometimes they're funding their travel on their credit cards actually to get themselves over there in the first place. Because we've sort of got this notion that retirees are sort of really well off, and there are a few well-heeled people. But
yeah. And of course, looking at the dollar at the moment, 76 US cents. I mean, this is good news as well. I mean, it's all the ducks are lining up, aren't they?
The other thing that I want to point out, that it's also a recognition and a realisation that there's so-called pensioners. A lot of them still have 10 to 20 plus years, working years ahead of them. So if they can go offshore and get international experience, and plus have a bit of security because they're getting, you know, $300 a week, they can come back and actually add something back to the economy when they come back all inspired and refreshed with new work and life experience.
You've got a book, haven't you, Cassandra?
Happy at Work.
For Midlifers Plus.
That's right. And at the core of it, the whole focus of this book is about people can still find career fulfillment in their middle years.
Mm.
But a lot of people still sort of think they've left it too late to make it big. But then look at Bert Munro, you know, what was he, 68, when he set a world record for scooting along on his Indian Scout motorcycle.
How old are you?
Me? Not quite ready for the pension yet.
Never ask a woman her age.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm 4'4", that's 8, that's lucky.
You're what?
4 plus 4.
You're 44?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah, so I'm a bit disappointed. I feel discriminated against that I can't sort of go off and take my pension just yet.
Thanks very much for joining us, Cassandra Gaisford, who's Happy at Work for Midlifers Plus. That sounds like a great book for those who are in their midlife, but also quite a funny book if you want to give it as a secret Santa to someone who's probably 50 or something like that. It'd be kind of a joke book as well, but not really. I mean, what a great book. Thanks. It's 6 away from 8.
I knew I'd be going through some pretty big changes.
Look, I'm bandaging my dolly's chest.
She would have been real proud of me.
1 in 9 New Zealand women